Well, Jason is here, and I'll tell you something right now. Jason Jacobowski is the president, CEO of FoodShare for the first time, and what a job he's done.
Well, it's been really quite a stretch, Brad. He joins us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Jason, good morning, and as always, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, good morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Here with today's update, Brad and I were hanging together on Saturday at the DeSopo Funeral Home in Wethersfield, collecting turkeys out there. It was a little cold, Brad.
A little chilly.
just a little bit, but that's all right. There was we had over 100 turkeys there at,
I know,
at DeSopo, which was great.
Yep,
which was fantastic, but. But I'm happy to report that as of about 8 o'clock last night, we had actually reached our goal in terms of the number of turkeys that we needed.
All right. Awesome. I knew that was going to happen.
Awesome.
I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, 15,334 turkeys, and it's amazing. You really, you know, you guys said to me 2 weeks ago when I came on, you know, the generosity of people in Central Connecticut is second to none, and you're absolutely right. People really stepped up, and you know, the turkeys are being distributed. They'll be distributed. The rest of them will be distributed today and tomorrow, and people will have them in plenty of time for their feast on Thursday.
Jason, let me tell you something, okay?
Yep.
Of all the fundraisers so far, okay?
Yeah.
Of them all. This one was one where generally it's right to the last minute. We're short sometimes. But I just had a feeling. In fact, you and I talked about it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's been terrific. I mean, it really has. And, you know, you just thought, I had my kids out with me this weekend too. We went to Big Y in Bishop's Corner in West Hartford for a little bit, and we were at Stop and Shop in Glastonbury. And, you know, you just look and even my kids noticed that, you know, people would go into the store and they'd say, oh yeah, I'll go buy a turkey. They'd go, they'd do their shopping, they'd buy a turkey, they'd come out and they'd put the turkey right there in the bin. And we were collecting hundreds at a time. I think the important thing, though, is that, you know, as you guys know, it's called the Turkey in 30 campaign.
Yes.
And the, you know, even though we may have reached our goal on turkeys, the 30 is still very important. And we still need as many cash donations as we possibly can. The money that we raise as a part of the Turkey in 30 campaign funds our operations throughout the entire year. As you know, hunger doesn't just affect the holidays. It affects people year round.
But you know, I think it was tremendous, the response. That I can just speak for Dan and myself down at the Bank of America. And you know that Bank of America, that's the right name for the bank, because boy, it was America on Tuesday. Honest to God,
they were great. I knew that we were in good shape when we hit our biggest numbers ever at Turkey Tuesday.
Yep,
and I knew that we were well on our way to getting there. But you think of all the different drives that had occurred over the last week or so. I mean, it was tremendous. So yesterday at Stop and Shop in Glastonbury, we had one gentleman come out and anonymously donated 100 turkeys.
Wow.
Which
wow.
Was amazing. Then we had somebody else come out and put a $3,000 check into our little red collection box.
$3,000 right out of the store.
$3,000. I walked out of the store and said, "Oh, here's a check for $3,000." I was blown away.
God.
I mean,
that's...
I couldn't believe it. And we're still seeing donations like that coming in. We have a couple other, you know, there's a drive at the state office building today, and there's a drive at 410 Capitol Avenue tomorrow. Whatever turkeys, obviously, we collect now, I mean, everything goes to use. We'll be using in whatever turkeys we collect will go be distributed for the December holidays. But we're really stressing the $30, the cash donations at this point, because that's what we need to sustain us throughout the entire
year.
And
Jason, you know, as you know, we were talking a great deal on Saturday, and
yep.
We had, you know, some of the folks there that make it all happen and know the numbers.
Yep.
And I said to the folks from at Sopo, half a million pounds of food. 80,000 pounds of potatoes.
Yep.
Two tractor trailer loads of potatoes. 60,000 pounds of butternut squash donated by area farmers.
Absolutely, and they're terrific as well. And when you put it in the, and when you talk about it in terms of poundage, I mean, it's just it's extraordinary when you think about it. I mean, we're putting out 600,000-700,000 pounds of food every Thanksgiving, and again, you know, like you said the other day, it's so important around the holidays. It's so important around Thanksgiving. But you know, we don't close. We're open 12 months during the year, and you know, the hunger is a real problem.
Sure is.
The great thing that I've seen is just how many volunteers we've had out there helping us do this. We couldn't do it without the volunteers. Like when I pulled up to DeSopo the other day, you know, it was nice that you and I were there, Brad, but the real work was being done by the dozen or so people.
You got it.
From everybody, you know, one person was dressed up like a turkey, another one was taking a turkey out of the car, and those are the real heroes.
Yep. Yeah.
Jason, again, Jason Jakubowski in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. If people would like to make a monetary donation, how do they go about doing this?
You can go online to foodshare.org. You could also just send a check made out to FoodShare, and you could send it to us at 450 Woodland Avenue in Bloomfield, 06002. Or you could call us at FoodShare, 860-856-4357, and you can donate that way. So, I mean, there's so many different ways that you can donate now. I mean, obviously, you can come by and drop off a cash donation. You could go to one of our other sites. You could go to the state office building this morning, or 410 Capitol Avenue tomorrow morning to drop off a donation. We'll have collection boxes there. Or like I said, you could just mail a check to FoodShare, 450 Woodland Avenue, Bloomfield, Connecticut, 06002.
Hey, Jason, I just got to say something about this is your first year, and you haven't been with us that long, but I want to tell you something. You have a spirit. And I don't think you probably even realize how that affects people. But you're natural. Everybody responds to you. And I just wanted to say that because I've been working with a lot of them over the years. And this is what it takes to do what happened this week.
Well, thank you, Brad. That means a lot coming from you. You've been involved in collecting food and food banking for more than 60 years, going back to the Charlie Parker days at WDRC. So you certainly know this better than anybody. But, you know, I appreciate those kind words, but I would reverse it and say that if it wasn't for people like you and Dan and Scott Haney and Renee Danino and a lot of our other friends that are out there promoting this, I mean, it's terrific. I mean, it really is. You guys are real special, and we couldn't do this without you.
Hey, Jason, we'll talk again tomorrow.
Absolutely. I'll let you know how it's going. We'll let you know how the money's rolling in.
Awesome. Thank you.